If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Good morning. It is 8:11. Time to check in with Dean Richards and get the entertainment news of the day. And let's start, Dean, with the celebrity Zoom chat that Dr. Fauci had yesterday.
Yeah, this isn't so bad when you want to get some health advice. You know, some of us will do a telehealth meeting with a doctor. There are all kinds of ways. Maybe go on the web and get some information. If you are Kim Kardashian and many of her famous friends, you call the nation's top expert on coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci revealed that this celebrity Zoom call took place back April that included Kardashian, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Orlando Bloom, Katy Perry, and many others. Fauci said that he did it because he felt like the celebrities would get on their social medias then and influence others to get the word out about masks and social distancing. Actually, a very good idea.
Yeah, I'll say. Let's talk about Beyonce's daughter and what she's up to now.
Yeah, it's about time she finally started to pull her weight. she's 8 years old. I think I had a paper route at least by then.
As they say, I don't think I could even make a fist at that age.
She has appeared in several of her mom's videos so far. She actually won a BET award last year for being on her mom's song called Brown Skin Girl. Blue Ivy Carter is her name. Could not be more adorable. Is now the audiobook narrator of a new book called Hair Love. And here's just a little sample of that.
And when my hair is in two puffs, I'm above the clouds like a superhero.
She sounds adorable on top of it as well.
Yeah.
Hair Love was a short animated film that won an Academy Award last year that tells the story of an African-American father who is trying to learn how to do his daughter's hair while his wife is in the hospital, you know, and the father's struggle with, trying to pull all of that together. So now that is a storybook, and the audio version of it is narrated by Lil Blue Ivy.
All right, that's the Beyonce family story. Now let's get to Ariana Grande and a new record.
Ariana Grande breaks a record, not one that we would put on a turntable, but a chart record for being the fastest the fastest woman to achieve 3 number one albums. Previously, Miley Cyrus held this record, where she had 3 albums released in about 2.5 years. Ariana Grande has just released 3 albums, and it only took her to get to the number one spot in 2 years and 3 months. So her new album, called Positions, breaks Miley Cyrus's record for hitting the top of the charts. Doesn't it seem like albums move so much more quickly back in the day?
Yeah, I mean, it's because of streaming and the way we buy our music today.
Right. I think that's the case. It's so much easier to, just purchase an album online now and put it on your phone. I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. We were talking about our actual record collection, our vinyl record collections that we had, and then cassette collections. I still have a few 8-tracks, I'll admit, around my house. I keep just for nostalgic purposes to remind me of that dark era. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of CDs that I have, all of that music combined, is all on my phone right now. And I think that that's how these record sales are moving so quickly now. Back in the day, you had to actually go to a record store. You had to have some place to store all this stuff. It's not the case anymore.
I'm proud to say I never purchased one 8-track.
Really?
Not one. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't lived until you've listened to an 8-track and had a song change channels on the 8-track in the middle of the song that, you know, sounded like a printing press that was chugging along.
Sorry, I missed that.
It was very crude, but, boy, I thought I was, you know, worth $1 million when I got an 8-track player installed in my car under the dashboard, and I could listen to, I could not only listen to AM, but it had an adapter in there so I could listen to FM. I think I used to listen to you on FM.
Well, I had to move over to AM radio so I could afford an FM in my car. what is the story now with CBS and their announcement about their reality shows?
Yeah, they're doing something kind of interesting. They made an announcement yesterday. The head of CBS Entertainment said that reality TV is very much underrepresented for people of color, and they need to be more inclusive. So that they announced that starting next year, the fall of next year, with their shows Survivor, Big Brother, and Love Island, the casts of all of those shows will be at least 50% people of color, black, indigenous, other people of color, to just, you know, try to give everybody a fair shot at participating in these shows.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. What's Vince Vaughn up to these days, Dean?
Vince is starring in a new movie that will open on Friday the 13th. Kind of makes sense for a slasher movie to come out. It's a slasher comedy that's called Freaky, a little bit of a takeoff of the old movie Freaky Friday, in which there's a mom and daughter body switch. In this case, Vince Vaughn is a serial killer, and he's called the Blissfield Butcher, and he has this magical knife with which he commits his murders, and he stabs a young high school girl, which, you know, sounds horrible with this ceremonial knife, but he thinks he will get supernatural powers from it, but instead he and the high school girl switch bodies. And she becomes the killer in town, and Vince becomes a 6'5" innocent high school girl, which is offers up some laughs. I talked with Vince and also his co-star in the movie, Catherine Newton, who you would recognize from Big Little Lies or Supernatural, about these dual roles, but in particular, one a very important review that Vince got for the movie already. I'm reading about your movie, Freaky, and I see a tweet from no less than Stephen King saying, Vince Vaughn has got to get an Academy Award for this. That's not so bad.
No, it was very flattering. I think, you know, Stephen King, I'm a massive fan. I was sharing earlier that I remember being a kid in high school and reading. He wrote those books, the Bachman books, under the name Richard Bachman. And one of them was a short story called Rage, which I just was one of my favorite books as a kid. He's a terrific writer. So it was very flattering to get that from him. He obviously is a tremendous horror person. Right. It was so fun to do with Catherine. She's so talented and funny. And, you know, we got to develop two different characters and we did it together. And Catherine had so many good ideas. We just had a blast working on it together.
What was it like for you, Catherine, to play this double role with our old pal here?
I was just so lucky that it was Vince to be the butcher and that I got to just get so many great ideas from him and collaborate with him. And it just, you feel so supported when that happens, because I didn't know what to do. Are you kidding? I had no idea how to play a serial killer.
Yeah. She's been so modest. She was so terrific, and she had so many good ideas. There's so many ideas you came up with that we both followed.
I think it's nice that, you know, she throws you the compliment. When I want to learn how to be a serial killer, I look to Vince.
You mean the backhanded compliment? That's
right. Yeah, you know, it's let's see, who can I copy to be a terrible person? Vince Vaughn.
Slasher comedy. That's an interesting genre,
yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Country music, Old Dominion getting an honor.
Yeah, this happened yesterday. Normally, the ASCAP Music Awards are given out with big ceremony and performances, kind of traditional. But because of the pandemic, they just made their award announcements online yesterday. And the Song of the Year honors went to the group Old Dominion and their song One Man Band. Here is a little taste of it.
I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. Get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms.
So ASCAP, if you don't know, is the organization. It's a music licensing organization that keeps track of publishing rights for songwriters. But it also keeps track of what are the most played songs of the year, not only on the radio and TV and online platforms, but in restaurants, any place that music is used. And it turns out that this song, One Man Band, is one of the most played songs of the year. So congratulations to Old Dominion and Ashley Gorley. Yesterday was named Songwriter of the Year for the 8th year in a row.
I like this Old Dominion sound.
Right.
I really do.
It's a nice song.
Yeah. Dean, have you watched The Undoing yet?
I have not.
Oh,
I know.
Man. It's just great.
I keep thinking every time I sit down, Bob recommended that, and I have to sit down and watch it, but every single person is telling me, you've got to watch this show.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's only a 6-part limited series. Three so far have come down the line from HBO. You got to wait because they didn't drop them all
right
at the same time. But Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant are great in this.
Yeah.
And I'll be interested in getting your review. I predict Dean's List A+.
Oh, wow.
But
wow.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, after last week, I've been pretty much, if I have had any like leisure time to watch anything, it's pretty much stupid stuff, comedy, mind-numbing, just things to take my mind off the problems of the world.
Yeah, that's why I had to turn off This Is Us when they started referring to the pandemic. I don't need that in my escape TV.
Yeah, we come to you for escape. We have plenty of reality, during the day.
Yeah. All right. Back to reality with an 8:30 update from the newsroom next. Dean, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.